Shipbuilding. Shipbuilding was for centuries a leading industry in Scarborough. The harbour at South Bay had maintained fishing boats since the town's earliest days, but in the 17th century production expanded. The large supply of oak from North Riding and cheaper labour than yards on the Thames made Scarborough's yards a success. Encouraged by the demand for colliers for Newcastle and Sunderland, Scarborough was for a time the leading collier-owning port in England. The most successful shipbuilders in Scarborough were the Tyndall family, whose production made up between two-fifths and two-thirds of Scarborough's total between the early 18th century and their yard closing in 1863. Most of their ships were brigs or barks, with a smaller number of snows. Smaller ships were mostly built for residents of Scarborough or the Yorkshire coast, and larger ships were added to the Tyndall's own fleet. Some of the larger ships were destined to become Baltic traders, and they were cheaper to operate and carried a large amount of less valuable cargo. Shipbuilding took place along the foreshore between the King Richard III house, once home to the Tyndall family, and the Castle Hill, protected by the harbour. At its peak, as many as 11 shipyards lined the foreshore, mingled with shops working rope, sails, iron and timber. But unfortunately for Scarborough, the size of the harbour could not keep up with the increasing size of ships in the 19th century, and the industry did not adapt to iron shipbuilding. Two Scarborough-built vessels served as convict transporters in the First Fleet, which transported 800 convicts to Botany Bay, which is just south of Sydney, Australia, and that was in 1787. A quarter of the first 800 convicts transported on the eight-month voyage were women. One vessel, called the Scarborough, carried 208 male convicts, and the Friendship, the other vessel, took 124 men and women. These founded the first European colony in Australia.